This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 17th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, the weather remains warm and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze, while Haifa sees sunny conditions. Eilut, as always, is sunny and hot, ideal for a day by the water. Now, here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Israel Hayom reports that Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan, a Hamas commander and key figure in hostage operations, was eliminated. Also, earlier this hour, the Times of Israel highlights the financial struggles and uncertainty faced by Iranians amidst rising tensions with the US. Also, this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports a suspected car ramming incident near Hebron, with the IDF actively searching for the suspect. Separately from earlier today, I-24 News confirms U.S. strikes on a bridge linking Bandar Abbas and Shiraz in Iran, targeting military infrastructure. And finally, the Australian Jewish News discusses how Hezbollah, backed by Tehran, has effectively become a state within a state in Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News shared just minutes ago that the IDF and Shin Bet have confirmed the elimination of a Hamas commander involved in hostage operations. The Israel Defense Forces posted earlier today confirming the elimination of Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan, detailing his role in Hamas's propaganda activities and hostage operations. I24NEWS English also highlighted the joint operation targeting Anas Hamdan, emphasizing his connections to senior Hamas leaders. Now for more on those stories, starting with the elimination of Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan. He was a significant figure in Hamas, involved in hostage operations and propaganda efforts. Israel Hayom notes he was closely linked to senior Hamas officials. This operation marks a strategic blow to Hamas's operational capabilities and propaganda efforts. Turning to Iran's economic challenges, the Times of Israel reports that rising prices and military tensions with the U.S. are creating uncertainty for many Iranians. Despite these pressures, few are willing to leave their country. The situation highlights the enduring resilience and challenges faced by the Iranian populace amidst geopolitical tensions. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details a suspected car ramming incident near Hebron. The driver attempted to run over police officers at a checkpoint and then fled into the West Bank. This incident underscores ongoing tensions in the region and the constant security challenges faced by law enforcement. In related developments, I-24 News covers the U.S. military strikes on Iranian infrastructure earlier today. The attack targeted key military logistics and air defense sites. This action follows a series of escalating hostilities in the region, potentially altering the strategic landscape in the Gulf area. And finally, the Australian Jewish News describes Hezbollah's evolution into a powerful entity within Lebanon. Armed and financed by Tehran, Hezbollah's influence poses significant regional security concerns. Its state-like operations within Lebanon challenge the nation's sovereignty and stability. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports on the Knesset's approval of an import reform known as What's Good for America is Good for Israel. This move aims to lower consumer prices by easing import restrictions. Separately, Globes highlights a recent Moody's report praising Israel's strong economy. The report indicates no immediate changes to the country's credit rating, reflecting stability in its economic outlook. And finally, from CTEC, venture capitalist Harry Stebbings invests $4.5 million in an Israeli startup. Despite the startup not yet having a product, Stebbings emphasizes the importance of exceptional founders over market timing. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.